Amen. Well, Father, thank you so much for those words. Tonight, the sharing is going to be on humility is fearing Yahweh. Humility is everything in our life. I think, and no insightfulness, but man's tendency is not to be humble. So we're going to do, I'm just going to give you a little quote. We'll go back to Ephesians 2:3. Very simple verse to remember. It is, in lowliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself. Now, how simple
Ephesians 2:3 or Philippians?
No, Philippians. That's what I say. Ephesians.
You said Ephesians.
Yeah, Philippians 2:3. In lowliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself. Do I do that? And I don't do that. I feel people are superior to me, but then I feel superior to other people in that situation. But humility is everything, and we'll get into that. And the word humble, which is really good, we have to look at every word that we've been given to see if it really means what we're, how we're actually using it, or we're using it in the vulgar. So humble is Latin from humus. And what is humus?
Human.
The ground or soil. And that's why humble is to bow low, to low or lowly. And so in Latin it's also humilis. So we'll go to 1 Peter 3, verse 1 to 7. Putting things in a different light. What we're going to see is Yahweh doesn't like the haughty. I don't care who you are. If you're haughty, you're going to be brought low. It's in the prophecy. Read 1 to 7. And we're going to see in this particular light, what I want people to realize is obviously in this particular light, it's showing the wife, so we're looking at a husband and wife relationship, not a male and female relationship, a husband and wife, that she is to submit to the husband. And I started thinking about that. Well, then the husband looks, all right. Well, no, because in loneliness of mind, counting one another superior to yourself. And so the husband's got to do the same thing to the wife. So the wife is superior to the husband. Because in loneliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself. So in like manner, you wives, submitting yourselves unto your husband, in order that if anyone not yielding to the word, to their wives' behavior, they may withhold the word, be one having been permitted to behold your reverently chaste behavior. Excuse me. When adorning, let it be not the outward plaiting of the hair, wearing gold ornaments, or putting on apparel, but the hidden character of the heart, and the incorruptible ornament of the quiet and meek spirit, which is in the presence of Yahweh, of great price. Isn't that great? Great price. For so at one time the holy women also who directed their hope towards Yahweh used to adorn themselves being in submission unto their own husbands. As Sarah was obedient unto Abraham, calling him what? Lord. And that is, in lowliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself. But the husband also does that to the wife. So it goes both ways. Whose children you have become, so long as you are doing good, are not bringing yourself unto fear of any single cause of alarm. Ye husbands, in like manner, dwelling with them according to knowledge, as unto the weaker vessel, and obviously that's physically, unto the female assigning honor, as joint inheritors also of life's favor, to the end that unhindered may your prayers be. So with Islam, and most religions, I think, you're going to find out, no, there is a hierarchy of superiority. And with Yahweh, no. We're going to find out he is the most humble, or lowly will be the most highly exalted. And so you're like, okay. Now we go to Isaiah 11, and we're going to see this in practice, the prophecy on Yahushua. 11, 1 through 4. But there shall come forth a shoot from the stock of Jesse, and a sprout from his roots shall bear fruit. And the Ruach of Yahweh shall rest upon him, the spirit of wisdom and understanding, the spirit of counsel and might, the spirit of knowledge and fear of Yahweh. So what I'm going to do is, he translates it reverence, which is a good word too, but I'm going to put in the word fear. And this is what this is about. A humble person fears Yahweh. The person who is exalted does not fear Yahweh, which we're going to find out. So did Christ fear Yahweh? Absolutely. So will he find fragrance in the fear of Yahweh. And not by the sight of his eyes will he judge, nor by the hearing of his ears will he decide. For he will judge with righteousness them who are poor, and decide with equity for the oppressed of the land, and will smite the land with the scepter of his mouth, and with the breath of his lips will he slay the lawless one. So if I fear, I'm not the fearing that I'm going to get caught. It is the submission that I reverence my Father so much, I do not want to disappoint them. And so that's reverence, but also fear. And so we see that Christ did that. In Matthew chapter 18, this is kind of spelled out. Matthew 18, 1 through 4.
1 what?
1 through 4. We're going to find out many times what we think is humble or humility is not humility at all. And so you have people, like say, for instance, in the Catholic faith, maybe nuns who are serving the poor like Mother Teresa. But if she will not submit to what Yahweh has said fully, are you humble? Do you fear Yahweh? Think about that. If I refuse to do what he says, do I fear Yahweh? No. And you're haughty, because I have given you a commandment to do, and you say, nope. It's real simple. If a person has read the word, it's always according to people who have actually read the book. Because there's no excuse, as we know, there is no praying to Mary ever, or to any saints ever. So we know that's not in this book. And so, no matter how my actions portray me, and they do the great actions, they are still, you know, they live in a life of poverty, and maybe sleeping on the concrete floor all their life, but they are still exalted. Because when Yahweh says, don't do that, we're going to do that. If I'm going to have, Yahweh says, I am Yahweh thy Elohim. Thou hast no other gods besides me. I have other gods. I got God the Son, and I got God the Holy Spirit. I'm in direct violation, and that has lifted me up, and so that is not humility. So, yeah, 18, 1 through 4. Go ahead, Melania. Yeah, Matthew 18, 1 through 4. Go ahead and read that.
In that hour came the disciples unto Yahushua, saying, who is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens? And calling near a child, he set it in the midst of them and said, verily I say unto you, except ye turn and become as the children, in no wise shall ye enter the kingdom of the heavens. Whosoever therefore shall humble himself as this child, the same is the greatest in the kingdom of the heavens.
Wow, that's just really simple. Humility, humility. And you tell a child to do something, they do it. And it comes down to it, yes. So, we've talked about this in other class, other sessions. 1 Corinthians 5 says if a person is a brother, is a fornicator, an adulterer, on and on and on, not even to eat with such a person. And the majority, I wouldn't say majority, a great amount of Christians say, no. You know, I have a brother who's a fornicator, and I'm going to eat with him. Or I have a brother who's a drunkard, or a sister who's a drunkard, and I'm going to eat with them. If I have an adulterer, You know, not, you know, if they have idols, I'm going to, because they're my family. They're my family. So what you have done is, do you have a fear of Yahweh?
No.
No. I mean, really simple. And 1 Corinthians 6, it says, do not be judged before the unbeliever. So all divorces have to go through the believers that are in the church. If a person says, well, we're not going to do that, are you in direct violation of Yahweh?
Yeah.
Yes, you are. Do you fear Yahweh? No. You can say, yes, I do. Well, you, if you feared Yahweh, all that's coming back.
Yeah.
Every bit of that's recorded. You know, are you kidding me? That's like somebody who with a speed limit, who has a monitor on their car, and there's no policeman around, but the monitor says you're speeding, you're speeding, you're speeding, and after maybe 20 years of that, you could say, do you fear the law?
No.
Yes, I fear the law. I obey the law. No, you don't. We just got all the information. That did you get caught? No, I didn't get caught. Yeah, it's right. It's recorded. So we have to keep that in mind. So, and that is exalting ourselves because everybody else is doing it. So once we've got it, is if everybody else is doing it, I don't want to be out of the masses. I want to be in the masses. And so if I want to be a Catholic, I'm going to pray to Mary. If I want to be a Catholic, I'm going to be the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Because I like to be a Catholic. Does that make Yahweh happy that I'm doing this? No, it doesn't. Do you fear Yahweh when you do this? No, you're not doing it. You're not fearing Yahweh. Okay. Just live with it, because when you when it all comes down, you're going to be brought low because you've exalted yourself. Don't be surprised. That's the price you're going to pay. And we go to Luke 1, 46, and this is a great illustration on humility. Humility is actions. It's not, and actually even the physical, getting on somebody's, on their knees and stuff like that. There's just, it's the heart issue. Like the circumcision is of the heart. And Aaron, you're going to read 46 to 55, and we're going to look at humbleness, humbleness, humbleness. And so here is Miriam. Her name is not Mary. Her name is actually Miriam. And we're going to read, 46 to 55.
And Miriam said, my soul doth magnify Yahweh, and my spirit hath exalted upon God my Savior, because he had looked upon the humbling of his handmaiden. For lo, from the present time all the generations will pronounce me happy, because he that is mighty hath done for me great things, and holy is his name, and his mercy is unto generation and generations to them who revere him. He who had wrought strength with his arm, he had scattered men arrogantly in the intentions of their heart, he hath disposed potentates from thrones and uplifted the lowly. The hungry hath he filled with good tidings, and the wealthy hath he sent away empty. He hath laid hold of Israel, his servant, to be mindful of mercies, according as he spake unto our fathers, to Abraham, and unto his seed, unto times age abiding.
Amen. So you look at the humility of Miriam. We go to chapter 10, verse 15, same book. Capernaum was Yahushua's home address. He was born in Nazareth. He lived in Capernaum, obviously, when he became an adult or at some particular time. Everybody knew him in Nazareth, and everybody knew him in Capernaum. And so he started his ministry right in Capernaum. And so you're looking at that in verse 15. And thou, Capernaum, unto heavens shall thou be uplifted. And we're always going to see the mountains and the valleys. So the valleys are low, the mountains are high. So you got haughty and lowly. The mountains will be brought down, and the valleys will be brought up. Unto the heavens shalt thou be uplifted, unto Sheol shalt thou be brought down. Go to 14:10, because obviously they didn't take him as their master, even though they saw all that he did. And we think of that today. Many times we're going to think that, God, if Christ was here in the church, you know, we saw these things, we would jump right in there. But not necessarily. 11. Because everyone who exalteth himself, what? Shall be abased. And he that abateth himself shall be exalted. It is our job, we get to choose, are you going to humble yourself or are you going to exalt yourself? And so my mind's constantly is trying to say, okay, you know, accounting one another superior to yourself in lowliness of mind. Get your mind on here doing this thing. Now we're going to find out that's in relationship to loving your neighbor as yourself. Now, so we can't go to an extreme. So if I, in loneliness of mind, exalting everyone, you know, superior to myself, then if I went to a concert, I would never go to the concert. I would give everybody my tickets. Well, Yahweh's not asking that. You know, I would, you know, if I had a dinner, I would give all my food away and I would eat nothing. But Yahweh's not asking that either. So we got to keep this in mind. Don't go to the extreme. You've got to be loving your neighbor as yourself. And so accounting one another superior to yourself doesn't mean that you go without in those capacities and die from hunger, die from thirst, die from shelter, die from everything else. So let's keep a cap on that. Love your neighbor as yourself.
And be a good steward of what you've been given.
Yeah, but keep that in mind. You know, if I have food, I don't give all my food away to everybody and not eat. Well, then how can you say, in lowliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself? See, so keep that in balance. Okay, Luke 14:11.
We read that.
Where you read that? 18:14. I tell you, this one went down justified into his house rather than the one, because everyone who exalts himself shall be abased, and he that abases himself shall be exalted. Good point, especially for people who are in positions where people are exalting them. I saw Andrew Womack, and most of the time, you know, you're very famous, and so you don't come out to the masses. All right? But he did, which really impressed me. Kenneth Copeland and them are not going to come out and just walk through the crowds and talk to people, even though they bless him. And Andrew Womack, we were there, he came out and just started walking, and then people want to take pictures with him, they'd take pictures with him and things like that. I thought that was very impressive, because that's somebody who has abased themselves. And he did, many times, we didn't even exalt ourselves, our conditions and what we've done, people have exalted us. And we've got to really keep that in mind and say, no, I got to remember, I've got to do dishes, I got to wash feet, I got to do other things. Did I say 18:14? I already read that. Okay. Now we look at the fear of Yahweh, the people who don't fear him. And that is Isaiah 2. What's going to happen? And so we're thinking of people saying, I hate you, there is no God, as fearing. But if you're in defiance of what he tells you to do, it's real simple. He says, I would you all speak in tongues. And if you say, not happening. Okay. Is that haughty? Yeah. Okay. Are you base? I mean, if you're a servant and your boss says, I want you to speak in tongues, you're going to say, yes, sir?
No.
I mean, yes, sir. How do I do that? I mean, if you say it, do it, I'm going to do it. And so we can say, well, that nobody speaks in tongues. That's right. Yeah, so and you are not fearing Yahweh because you are out and out defying because of what the masses do. I'm not going to do 1 Corinthians 14. I'm not going to do 1 Corinthians 5. I'm not going to do 1 Corinthians 6. Okay. Are you haughty? Yes, you are. Are you with the masses? Yes, you are. I don't want to be singled out. I don't want to be part of the outcast. You know, in the India...
Untouchables?
Well,
India has the untouchables.
Yeah, they have a caste system. And I'm not going to go down to the untouchables. And that was the lowest caste, is caste. And so it's based on a hierarchy. But let's look at the day of Yahweh. So Isaiah 2:11, verse 21. And it's all about the haughty. And haughty means, I like it instead of pride. Pride's a good word. I could be proud that I am a son of Yahweh. So it's not, the person who is proud is, you know, is going to be brought low. No. It's the person who is high is going to be brought low. 11, the lofty looks of mean men shall be humbled, brought low. And the haughtiness of great men shall be bowed down, and Yahweh alone shall be exalted in that day. For a day of Yahweh of hosts shall be upon everyone who is what? High and lofty. God, is the Pope of the Catholic Church high and lofty?
Wow.
Think of that. He is condoning abortion by not reprimanding Catholics and giving them communion. And Biden's a Catholic and Pelosi are Catholic. They're the biggest abortionists out there. Why it even exists? And the Pope has condoned them in his church, accepted them in his church. You are high and lofty. And it could be any Protestant minister the same way. If they will not speak against that wickedness, you are also do not fear Yahweh. Right now, you're not getting the repercussions, but you do not fear Yahweh. At some time, you're going to fear Yahweh. Upon everyone is high and lofty, and upon everyone who is lifted up, and he shall be what? Brought low. Upon all the cedars of Lebanon that are high and lifted up, and upon all the oaks of Bashan, and upon all the lofty mountains, and upon all the uplifted hills, upon every high tower, upon every fortress wall, upon all the ships of Tarshish, and upon all the desirable banners, and the haughtiness of mean men shall be what? Humbled. And the lowliness of great
loftiness.
Or the loftiness of great men shall be laid low. And that is the day of Yahweh, the book of Revelation. And Yahweh alone shall be exalted in that day. That's what it's all about. We're going to go to Deuteronomy 8, verse 1. And how Yahweh has humbled his people. And I can see that we're cocky. And that's from a rooster who's a cock. And they strut around and very proud. It's so easy to do that. Maybe on your performance, on your success story. Yahweh likes, and you got to chop yourself down. You got to keep chopping yourself down. If somebody else tries to exalt you, you got to quit doing that. Stop doing that. Yeah, don't encourage me. I want to stay humble. 8 verse 1 of Deuteronomy. And all the commandments which I am commanding you today shall thou observe to do, that you may live and multiply and enter in and possess the land which Yahweh sware unto your fathers. So then thou shalt remember all the ways which Yahweh thy Elohim caused thee to journey these 40 years in the desert. Why? Why did he do that?
He might humble thee.
That he might humble thee. To be brought low. To put thee to the proof to know what was in thy heart. where thou wouldest keep his commandments. Now, really, wow. There it is right there, or not. Humility is keeping his commandments. Fearing Yahweh is keeping his commandments. If you do not keep his commandments, you cannot tell me you fear Yahweh. Let's see here. Verse 11 to 20. Take heed to yourself, lest thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, so as not to keep his commandments. Now, are we going to sin? Yes. Are we going to forget his? Yes. The fifth commandment is honor thy father and thy mother. Did I ever break that? Yes, all the time. Did you resubmit? Yes. And so you resubmit, and then Yahweh forgives that, and you get yourself lowly again, because if I break that commandment, I am not fearing Yahweh, let alone my parents. So you get back in line. Okay, sorry, lost myself. Where was I? Yeah, this is a great story. 11. Take heed to thyself, lest thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, so as not to keep his commandments and his regulation and his statutes, which I am commanding thee today, lest thou eat and be satisfied in goodly houses thou build and inhabit, and thy herd and thy flock increase, and thy silver and thy gold increase unto thee, and all that thou hast increase, and so the heart be lifted up. And thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim, who brought thee forth out of the land of Egypt, out of the house of servants, who caused thee to journey through the great and terrible desert, of fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty waste, where was no water, who brought forth to thee water out of the flinty rocks, who fed thee with manna in the desert, which thy fathers had not known. Why? That he might humble thee, and that he might put thee to the proof to do thee good in thy hereafter, unless thou shouldst say in thy heart, my own strength, and this is haughtiness, my own strength and the might of my own hands have got me this wealth. And that's what you got to be careful about success. You know, Kenneth Copeland Ministries and these multi-million dollar ministries. You know, and you're very smart too. So Kenneth Copeland, you know, he's a pilot and he's a singer and has all these attributes. So that can really put you up to a place where you shouldn't be, and you have everybody wanting to touch you or talk to you and everything else. Man, I'm glad I'm not in that position. 18, but thou shalt remember Yahweh thy Elohim, that it was he who had been given thee strength to get wealth, so that he might establish his covenant with which he sware to thy fathers at this day. But it shall be, if thou forget Yahweh thy Elohim and go after other gods, and this is the Trinity, and serve them and bow thyself down to them. Yes, you do, because society, if you do not bow down to this, and we've done this other time, to me, this is a mark of the beast. You know, it's not the mark of the beast, but it is a mark of the beast. In the Christian circles, if you don't bow down to the teaching of the Trinity, you're an outcast. And that's going after other gods to please other people. I testify you today that you shall perish like the nations which Yahweh has caused to perish before you, so shall you perish, because you would not hearken unto the voice of Yahweh your God. Leviticus 16. So one thing nice, we have not been put in, at least in our particular family, has not been put into circles of fame. Would I like to be in circles of fame? Yes. Who wouldn't? You know, like to be, hey, come here, let me introduce you to this guy. You know, we just went and saw Jim Caviezel, and he is an actor in the United States who is Jesus in the Passion, and everybody wants to take a picture with him and everything else. And who wouldn't want to be that kind of popular and have money and fame and fortune? And those people, it's got to be really hard to keep themselves low. I'm not tempted with that. So I'm thankful. 16:29. And it shall come, and it shall become to unto you a statute, age abiding in the seventh month, on the tenth of the month. That is the day of propitiation. Remember, that's only one day of the year. Shall you what? Humble your souls. And no work shall you do, the homeborn nor the sojourner that sojourneth in your midst, for on that day shall a propitiatory covering be put over you to cleanse you from all your sins before Yahweh and be cleansed. A Sabbath of rest, a sacred rest, it is unto you. Therefore shall you what? Humble your souls, a statue age abiding. On the day the Feast of Tabernacles, you rejoice, you rejoice, rejoice. This is the only day that he says, nobody's singing, nobody's laughing, nobody's joining. This is the day of humility.
So what's it called?
Day of propitiation. So remember, in the seventh month, month of Tishri, you have Tishri 1, which is the new year.
Day of shouting.
Yeah, day of shouting, also Christ's birthday, the best of our knowledge. It was when it said Genesis 1:3, let there be light. That's Tishri 1. And then you have the 10th, 9th and the 10th, and the day of propitiation. The high priest goes into the inner sanctuary, the Holy of Holies, the Debir, once, and only he can go in there to cleanse the people from sins. And that's where you have the escape goat, the two goats. And then you have the other is the Feast of Tabernacles or Feast of Booths. So you have three holy days in Tishri. And that's what it was on. Let's see here. 29:30, got that. Now, fearing Yahweh, we go to Psalms 34. We got to get in that head and be able to say, you little punk. You know, we think of, hi, pops. You know, guess what? Nah, it's not going to happen. I want you to honor your father and your mother. I really don't feel like that today. It's just not into me. Maybe give it with me next week. That's not fearing Yahweh. And that was exactly what Christ said when he said to the Sadducees or the Pharisees, and says, you change the word of Yahweh to say, whatever I do to my parents, let that be a blessing to them. And you discard honor your father and thy mother. Let it be korban, a gift. So whatever you get from me, be thankful. All right? No, no. You don't fear Yahweh when you do that. Psalms 34:11.
You said 34 or 4?
Sorry, 34:11. So if somebody wants to read 11 through 22.
Come, ye children, hearken unto me. The reverence.
Now, when I see the reverence, let's replace the word fear through here, okay? We're going to learn about the fear of Yahweh.
No, come, ye children, hearken unto me. The fear of Yahweh will I teach you. Who is the man that desireth life, loving days that he may see good? Keep thy tongue from wickedness and the lips from speaking deceit. Depart from the wicked and do good. Aim at well-being and pursue it. The eyes of Yahweh are towards the righteous, and his ears towards their cry for help. The face of Yahweh is against such as do wickedness, to cut off from the earth their memory. Keep going.
Let's see, what did I say to 22?
Okay. They made outcry, and Yahweh heard, and out of their straits hath he rescued them. Near is Yahweh to the broken in heart, and the crushed in spirit will he save. Many are the misfortunes of the righteous, but out of them all doth Yahweh rescue him, keeping all his bones. Not one from among them is broken. Misfortune shall be the death of the lawless one, and the haters of a righteous man shall be held guilty. Yea, ransom the souls of the servants, and none shall be held guilty who seek the refuge in him. Seek refuge in him.
I looked at verse 7 above, same psalm. The messenger of Yahweh encampeth around them who fear him. Let's look at 9. Fear Yahweh, ye his holy ones, for there is no want to them who fear him. If I say I revere somebody, but I do not do what they say, I don't revere that person. So, and I don't fear them of consequences. There are consequences with Yahweh. Mm-hmm. Proverbs 1:7 says, what is he looking there? Very famous verse about the fear of Yahweh. I think, beginning of wisdom. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge, wisdom, and correction. The foolish have despised. The fear of Yahweh is the beginning of knowledge. Let's see how much time we got. We go to Deuteronomy 6, 1 through 2. Where do you do this?
I don't think so.
No.
Okay. Read 1 and 2, Wendy.
I'll let someone else do it.
Well, this is this commandment, namely the statutes and the regulations which Yahweh your Elohim has commanded to teach you, that he may do them in the land where you are passing over to possess it, that thou mayest revere Yahweh thy God, to keep all his statutes and his commandments which I am commanding thee, thou and thy sons' sons, all the days of thy life, that thou may be prolonged upon the earth. Chapter 10, verse 12. The fear of Yahweh is all the way through the book of Deuteronomy. Now therefore, O Israel, what is Yahweh thy Elohim asking of thee? Good question. But to what?
Fear.
Fear Yahweh thy God. How do I fear Yahweh my God?
Obey.
It's going to tell you the next verse. To walk in all his ways. The reverence of Yahweh is to walk in his ways. The reverence or the fear of Yahweh is just to do what he says. And to love him and to serve Yahweh thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, to keep the commandments of Yahweh and his statutes which I am commanding you today for thy good. And we deal with many pastors and different people, and are they submissive? We find out in a great many of the cases, they will not heed to what Yahweh says. And so obviously you do not fear Yahweh in these particular cases. Now they're going to completely disagree with you. You say, I love Yahweh. And Christ says, you call me Lord, Lord, but do not what I say. Why do you call me Lord if you don't do what I say? If you're not going to do 1 Corinthians 14, 1 Corinthians 5, 6, and on and on and on, and we go through here. Exodus 21, I am Yahweh thy God, thou hast no other gods besides me. I mean, is there a problem with that verse? Well, I have three persons and one God. What is this? Well, that's what everybody says. Did I say it? No, I didn't say it. Alright, so you are not fearing me if that's what you're doing. You're in defiance of me. Let's go to Leviticus 19:3. This is a good one too. About parents. The same thing with fear. Idea of the reverence. Fear. And it's a good thing, too, that we have this talk now. You know, many times we're like, man, I have broken Yahweh's commandments, and I didn't even know I was breaking them. And guess what? He's going to give me a pass. All right? But once it clicks, hey, I can't do this anymore, then you better not do it anymore. And if you don't, then you don't fear Yahweh. So Leviticus 19:3. Ye shall everyone fear his father and his mother, and my sabbaths shall you observe. I, Yahweh, am your God, am your Elohim. Fear your parents. And also reverence, I mean, that's reverencing them too, is do what they say if it's according to the word of Yahweh. Is that an option? No! Is the fifth commandment an option? Honor thy father and thy mother? No, it's not an option. Yeah, it is a commandment. It's not
suggestion.
It's not the 10 suggestions. If I don't do it, am I going to... can I say I fear Yahweh? No. Remember that in Big Greek.
That's why every time you say that, in my big fat Greek
can I date your daughter?
Yeah, there it was. Yeah, can I marry your daughter? Is a big Greek friend. And he goes, Can I marry your daughter? No!
My big fat Greek wedding.
Big fat Greek wedding. Here's an example of it. It is with Jeremiah. Yeah, what a person who is humbled and who feared Yahweh. And we're going to find the people who did not fear Yahweh. How do we know they didn't fear Yahweh?
They didn't do
His commandments. Real simple. Jeremiah 36. To give you a first-hand occurrence on this. You got to read the whole occurrence. Fabulous account. You mean, is it going to be tough to be a Christian? Is it going to be tough to stand up for Christ when nobody else is? Is it when Christians are against me? Am I going to bend and bow to their whims, or am I going to bend to what Yahweh says? If somebody says, if you're not a Trinitarian, you can't come with us, guess what?
No go.
Goodbye. Because I fear Yahweh. Yeah. I fear Yahweh. I'm not going to do that for your maybe 40 years of friendship or 50 years of friendship. No, I'm going to be without your friendship for 50 years.
Being
the new earth with Christ and Yahweh saying, well done, thou faithful servant. But let's look at Jeremiah 36. Can I give you the little story? So, verse 4. So, Jeremiah called Barak, son of Neriah, and Barak wrote from the mouth of Jeremiah. Now, wait a minute. I thought the Bible came from the Holy Spirit. What we're going to see over is it's from the mouth of Yahweh. The mouth of Yahweh gave it to Jeremiah, and Jeremiah spoke it out, and Barak was the scribe. So, this is how real simple things. All the words of Yahweh which he had spoken unto him upon a scroll. Then did Jeremiah command Barak, saying, I am hindered, I cannot enter the house of Yahweh. So he wrote it. Yahweh has a message for King Jehoiakim. Real simple. We're going to see if King Jehoiakim and his followers fear Yahweh or they don't fear Yahweh. Verse 15 through 25. Then he read that in the temple, and the nobles or the princes said, read these to us. Sit down, we pray thee, and read it to our in our ears. And this is real important too. The Rotherham Bible, many times people will just eliminate those words. What did it say? Read it into my ears. Why didn't it just say, sit down and read it to us? And that's what figures that other translations are going to erase, but that's what Yahweh says. And that's what we want to see. Sit down, we pray thee, and read it in our ears. So Barak read it in their ears. And it came to pass when they heard all the words that they turned with fear one to another and said unto Barak, we must surely tell the king all these words. Then they said unto Barak,
Baruch
put their questions, saying, tell us, we pray thee, how didst thou write all these words at his mouth? So Baruch, so they're going to eliminate the word mouth and ears, and NIV, New Living Translation, they're going to just wipe all these things out. So Baruch said unto them, with his own mouth used he to proclaim unto me all these words, and I kept on writing the book with ink. Then said the princes unto Baruch, go hide thee, thou and Jeremiah, and let no man know where you are. Are these people fearing Yahweh?
Yes.
Yeah, these are words of Yahweh to the people of Jerusalem. They took it very, very serious. They went then to the king and to the court, but the roll had they put in charge in the chamber of Elishama, describe who they declared in the ears of the king all the words. The king therefore sent Yehuda to fetch the roll, and he fetched it. Now the chambers of Elishama, the scribe, and Yehuda read it in the ears of the king and in the ears of all the princes who were standing near the king. Now the king was sitting in the winter house in the ninth month with the fire stove before him burning. So then it came to pass, when Jehuda had read three or four columns, that he cut it up into fragments with a scribe's knife, and cast him into the fire that was in the stove until all the roll was consumed. That's what people do to 1 Corinthians 14, 5, and 6. By not doing it, that's what you've just done. Do you fear Yahweh? No. And consumed on the fire was on the stove. Yet there was not in dread, neither rent they their garments, the king nor any of the servants that were hearing all these words. Nevertheless, Elnathan and Delaah and Jeremiah interceded with the king not to burn the roll, but he hearkened not unto them. They feared, and here's the contrast, they feared and they did not. The day of Book of Revelation, chapter 14. Book of Revelation, chapter 14. Remember, the Book of Revelation is for the high and lifted up. And I saw another messenger flying in mid heaven, having an age-abiding glad message to announce unto them who are dwelling upon the earth, even unto every nation and tribe and tongue and people, saying with a loud voice, what? Fear Yahweh.
What verse are you on?
14, verse 6. So Revelation, chapter 14, verse 6. I'm close to probably 7 now. 7, saying with a loud voice, fear Yahweh and give him glory, because the hour of his judging has come, and do homage unto him that made heaven and the earth and sea and fountains of water. Really simple. Fear Yahweh. Now we go back to really the focus of ours, Philippians 2:3, in lowliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself. And who was the emblem of that?
Yahushua.
And that's who it was about. Philippians 2:3. So let's just now look at that context. I'll start in verse 3. Nothing by way of faction, nothing by way of vainglory, but in lowliness of mind, accounting one another superior to yourself, not in your own things severally looking, but to the things of others severally. That's husband and wives. And so, you know, the wife should call the husband Lord, the husband should call the wife Lord. So when you're looking at that, serve, humble.
Submit.
Yeah. The same thing esteem yourselves, which also in Christ Yahushua you esteem. Here's our example, who in the form of Yahweh, subsisting, he's high. So it'd be like, we saw last night,
Jim Caviezel,
he's high, he's very famous. And he has a choice to bring himself low by serving, which I think he did last night.
Yeah.
Not a thing to be seized, accounted to being equal with Yahweh, but himself, what? Emptied. That's what we've got to do every day. Empty ourselves. Taking a servant's form. Is that what a husband does to his wife? A servant's form. What a wife does to her husband? Servant's form. What a grandfather does to a granddaughter? A servant's form. Granddaughter to the grandfather? A servant's form. That's what it's all about. Coming to be in man's likeness and in fashion being found as a man, did what? Humbled himself. Isn't that great? Becoming obedient as far as death. And so you're like, humbling ourselves, as Christ says, people hated me, so guess what?
They're going to
hate you. Oh, man, I really like to be liked.
Yeah.
Well, this is like, really? Yes. Okay, he told Christ, you're going to be crucified. Why? Because you told them my word. Not what they wanted to hear. If you told them what they wanted to be here, you could be made king.
Yeah.
But you're not going to tell them what they want to hear. You're going to tell them what I want, what I speak to them. And they're going to hate you because you're going to reprove them. And that's the same in our lives. We've got to be able to speak it at the right time and not be sucked into that, into an entourage of exalting ourselves and not fearing Yahweh. Humbled himself, becoming obedient as far as death, even yea, death upon the cross. And why do we do that? Is here is the payoff. Wherefore also Yahweh hath lifted him far on high. Why? Because he made himself low. Guess who lifts him up? Yahweh. And favored him with a name which is above every name, in order that the name of Yahushua every knee might bow. So everybody's going to be brought low while he's exalted. But he didn't do it, Yahweh did it. Beings in heaven and on earth and underground, and every tongue might openly confess that Yahushua Christ is Lord, unto the glory of Yahweh the Father. Let's see here. I think we'll just stop right there. Let me see. That's it. So we'll stop there.
Excellent.
Well, Heavenly Father, I'm going to have a word of prophecy for the people. Heavenly Father, we thank you for these words. Through Christ our Lord, amen. Be exalted according to my word. Be lifted up high according to what my word are. You are my sons and my daughters, whom I have endowed with greater spiritual ability. I have exalted you in the heavenlies with Christ my Son. So keep yourself lowly in mind. Keep yourself suppressed on anxieties and mistrust. And look unto me as being your rewarder and not the world. Amen. See you next week.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Chuck.
You're welcome.